Fighters, welcome to the Contractor Fight Podcast. And just like every other Tuesday, today we're going to dig into the topic of sales. We're going to talk all things communication, sales, money mindset, how your brain should approach the sales game, and some other cool actions for you to take consistently that will move the sales needle. Appreciate you guys being here. Give us a review. Share this episode with another contractor that you know could use it. And without further ado, let's talk about sales. Welcome to the Contractor Sales Training Podcast. Steve, Derek, what's up, guys?
How you doing, man?
Living the dream.
Living the dream. I was just going to say that, Derek. You stole my thunder. Damn it. Come on, man.
The least I can do.
Well, this is the week before our Nash Vegas event that we're recording this. So people won't hear this until we're in Nashville next week. But anyway, Steve, before you got on, Derek and I were shooting the breeze and sharing about how our, so you can't relate to this probably right now because you're retired pretty much. So, but we're doubling up on our work this week because we're going to be down in Nashville next week for the event. So it's, I don't know about you, Derek, but I've been grinding since the early AM to the late night, trying to get ahead of shit. We got a lot of things going on in the fight that require a ton of planning and organizing. And that's what I'm doing. So I feel like this week, and this isn't me bitching, this is just like this, if this is as hard as my life gets, I'm good. Right. But like, I'm more mentally taxed this week than I've been. Like I rode somewhere with the queen yesterday up to her barn about an hour away. And normally there's music on or a podcast or something. And I just said, can we just sit in silence for an hour? Cause I needed my brain to rest. So that's how I'm feeling today. I'm happy. I'm optimistic. Things are good, but I'm mentally tapping out here.
I'm just glad this is in Nashville and I don't have to go through a bunch of logistics because it's all the same. And I think, which is going to tie into what we're going to talk about today, the thirds of our lives and the third that we're in right now in some aspects, working our way into the final third. So where Steve is definitely in the final third. So Steve, share with us what you were pontificating on a bit before we started this.
Steve might be in the last 8% because he's got that app that tells him the day he's going to die.
That's so true. Yeah, that is a crazy thing. First, I want to say that I'm also doubling up my workload this week. So I'll put in 10 hours.
You're gonna take two more baths than you normally do during the day.
I'm pulling a solid 10 or 15 hours in this week because as soon as I come back from Nash Vegas for the week, I go to Costa Rica.
Costa Rica, right? Yeah.
Until the 2nd of January. So it's like, I got to prepare everything. So anyways, today's topic. I watch, my morning ritual is coffee and CNBC. I've watched CNBC for at least an hour every morning. You guys know because you've come to my house for events. You stay at my house and we get up and everybody expects to have like the top 10 ESPN sports plays of the week on. And they go, God damn it, Steve, what are you watching this crap for? I mean, so y'all have witnessed multiple times what I'm talking about here.
Yep.
So this morning, there was a very wealthy hedge fund manager and his father gave him the three rules of life. He said, son, you want to spend the first third of your life learning, the second third of your life earning, and the third and final phase of your life giving. And I thought that is beautiful for us because this whole contractor fight and what we specifically do is broken out beautifully in those three things. We all come to learn a new way, to learn the Shin Fu, to learn how to talk to people, to learn how to build our team, to learn how to kill it. Okay. And if we get all that shit right, then what do? Everybody starts to earn more money and we all get wealthier. And then the last phase of all this stuff, which is the most satisfying and fulfilling of all, is exactly what we're doing. We've all tapped into this, this part of our life, and we're just giving away everything we know. Mm-hmm. And I'll just ask both of you, or like I know the answer to both of you, this part of our lives, although I'm older than both of you, but still you're in the giving phase of your life. isn't it the best and the most satisfying and the most rewarding you've ever experienced?
100%. I don't know if it's financial or just the fulfillment of my ego that I get to share knowledge with people that actually want to hear what I have to say instead of giving unsolicited advice, and seeing contractors actually use that stuff. So fills me up either way.
Yeah. You know, Steve, I'm sitting here going, the average man lives to about what, 76. So that's 25 and a third year roughly per phase of your stuff. And I'm sitting there, I'm hoping like I'm actually still in my first phase. Like, I hope I live like one and a quarter or something, man. But no, it's cool. You know, this is bad of me, but like, I'm even thinking of like some of the, Derek, you were talking about unsolicited advice. You guys all know the contractor fights. Steve's holding up a phone right now that says, my time left 12 years. He will die on February 10th, 2034 at 10:41 PM. Dude, that's morbid, man. Take that shit away. Cause what you're putting your reticular activating system on that, man. You're going to manifest that into reality. And I think you got another 20 years at least.
Look at how happy his leaf shows that.
I do too. But see, literally half the people have that. Half the people think it's the most horrible app you could ever download. And the other half like it. And I embrace the app. I just look at it and go, first off, I, like you, Tom, I know I'm not dying on my sister's birthday. That's my sister's birthday. So I'm not dying on my sister's birthday, at least not in the year 2023. Mm-hmm. Number one. So I know I'm going to surpass all that. So I just look at it. But it also reminds me that, you know, I'm 64, about to be 65 March 1st. I really got about maybe 20 years, honestly. I mean, I might be one of the lucky ones that makes it 30 more years. But, you know, like everybody else, it's not how much time I have left. It's the quality of time I have left. And what do I do with that time that I have left? And I got to say this one, we have an internal team, and every day, Tom, you put what you call morning mojo. Is that what you put out there?
Yep.
And A, that's got to be hard as shit to come up with something new every day, number one. So I give you credit for that.
I miss a day here and there, but.
Yeah, well, number two, although some are generic-ish, but every one has such a meaning for me. I mean, I can't disagree with a single one. I mean, I might look at them and go, oh, okay, I've heard this 100 times, but God damn it, it's true. And mm-hmm. most of them revolve around do it today. Do the shit today, right now, the stuff you want to happen in your life, you got to fucking do it now, because you're going to be 64. You're going to be in my shoes one day going, holy crap, I literally got maybe 20 years left.
Yeah.
What am I going to do with them?
Hey, fighters, listen, we surveyed our membership in the contractor fight, and 97% of the fighters in our groups said that they would love to see a combination of our Shinfu sales training and our 100K contractor program. And so heading into 2022, that's what we did. We have done away with the Shinfu Mastermind. We've done away with the 100K contractor program, and we have combined the best of both of those programs into one new program for 2022 and beyond called Battleground. This is a place where we help you grow your business through learning how to market and sell and lead and know your numbers, you know, your mindset. I could go on and on and on, guys. This is the most powerful program, the most impactful program. I'm super excited about it. I want to invite you to go to thecontractorfight.com/battleground and check out what we have going on there. Thecontractorfight.com/battleground. And jump in, man. You get our Shinfu training, you get our foundations video program, you get marketing bootcamp, you get all the monthly calls and access to coaches. And guys, I could go on and on. Just go to the link, check out what you get there, and let's quit playing games. Let's grow your business in 2022. You guys rock. Let's do this.
Well, dude, you know what started that for me was let me preface this by saying, I think overall I've been a pretty damn good dad. Okay. But as the more I learn, the more I mature, the more my kids get older, and my kids, between the queen and I, we have five. So we have two 17-year-old daughters, basically. We have an 18-year-old daughter. We have two boys that are 21. Okay. So anyway,
for so those you, of- and the, you and the queen are the only two not having sex in the house.
Oh, I beg to differ. But anyway, we might have a gold medal in that if there were an Olympics. But anyway, so you threw me off, man. You had to talk about so where this started was I'm looking at my own shit as I'm working through my own shit and my own life, my own mindset, my own baggage, like I know you guys do as well. We've all had these conversations privately. And I'm like, fuck, I'm looking back going, man, I dropped the ball here with my kids. I should have taught them this and I should have taught them this. And so this whole Morning Mojo thing started with me sending a message like that to the queen and the kids every morning, because it was like my way of just going, how can I just get a little of my wisdom, a little of my knowledge, a little of something of me to give to them, you know, in a way that's just consistent and just kind of drips into their subconscious. And what's funny, you know, the queen's the only one that ever likes them or responds, and all the kids, I'm sure they look at them. But here's what's funny, man. I didn't send, I was rock solid for a while. Then I had a couple day run where I was just wasn't feeling well and I wasn't on my game. I missed a day. And one of the kids was like, where's the message?
Oh.
So I started that. And then I started doing it with our team in the fight, just going, because what I'm realizing now in my family and in the business, my number one role is to guide, mentor, coach, you know, and all that stuff. It's not doing necessarily the work. It's to create the leverage right in the business. And so that's why I do it in the business, is just to try to, you know, I think the more we're all on the same page with good, positive thoughts and shit like that. So anyway, I say all that, that it started because I realized like, yeah, I'm going to die one day. And what have I really left my kids, you know, from that's part of me, the way I think and approach things. So anyway, I don't even remember what the whole point of that was because you brought up sex. So then I said from there.
That's your waffle brain. You can't, yeah. You can only focus on one topic at a time.
That's a podcast all in itself right there.
Oh, God. Yeah, but you know what? That's part of the whole giving thing we're talking about right now. You know, once you learn something in life, even if you think, oh man, I've blown it for so many years, just start now, just start today. And then, mm-hmm. You know, and it's funny, as you were telling that story that one of your kids said, God, Dad, where's this thing today? Although they haven't acknowledged a single one yet.
Right.
Right. My kids do the same kind of thing when I do all these dad things, but I hear in exact word tracks and phrases that come out of my mouth. I hear them now coming out of my kids' mouths.
That's cool.
And that's how you know you made the impact that you want. And I want to just throw this idea that, because I'm a firm believer in that when you give a $1 away, whether it's a real dollar, an emotional dollar, a mentor dollar, however you give, you'll get 10 back. Mm-hmm. And you can't stop that 10 no matter what. And that's really the way it works. It's not coming back directly from whoever was a recipient of your gift. But you know what? It's all the 6 degrees of separation. Somewhere down the road, you're going to get this shit coming back your way. And it happens tenfold. And I'm in a position in my life right now. It's a crazy, I say it, but I can't even stop the flow of money and love and all this shit in my life. You know, when I went to Denver, I sat in the audience, I listened to you, and I went there going, what is my role? But I got so much love thrown my way, like times 100. It was incredible. And it totally, and I don't even know if you could tell the difference, it totally turned me around and uplifted me. 100%. And I'm telling this story because I get on here as a coach, as a mentor, as a VC. I have the same goddamn problems everybody else. I suffer from all kinds of stuff that we all suffer from. And we need the fucking village to help us. Mm-hmm. And that's all we're doing here. We're just the three stooges of the village.
Hey, Mo.
Yeah. God. I bet half our goddamn audience doesn't even know who the Three Stooges is.
yeah.
That's
probably.
it is so true. I mean, all of this, and it's just, if we didn't have the right people around us, we couldn't share. That goes back to that unsolicited advice. And we're all going in that same direction and getting so clear. And I mean, just how the whole thing's come together with the fight and now Battleground and just Mm-hmm. It's so definitive now and so clear. And everybody's rowing in the same direction, going to the same port of call. We're able to dodge the rocks. We see the lighthouse. And we can just show up at any place and change people's lives because we've had our lives changed. Like you talk about giving back, Steve, and receiving, you know, we're changing lives, but because of that, we're getting so much back. And the only way we're changing lives is the knowledge that we're just expressing. And what's so amazing is the hundreds and hundreds and even thousands of contractors that are implementing all of this stuff and making it happen. It's insane. Like it's hard for me to explain this to anyone that's not within this group.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how many times the three of us have talked about this, the most surprising byproduct of what we've been teaching people over the past several years is how many marriages we've saved. And yeah. I don't say we, like we did the work in that marriage, but I'm just saying like our influence, our community, helping people think differently, like didn't just put shit tons of money in people's pockets, which always helps, but that's probably what I'm most proud of, you know, and how I've benefited from that in my own relationships as well. Like you guys know my story and all the baggage and the history and the shit, and we've all been through our own shit storm. And I would say because of the community has such a giving spirit to it, you know, it's not just changing businesses. So that's the thing that I'm most excited about at this point in my life.
And that whole relationship marriage thing works in three ways. One, we give people their time back because they're not wasting time doing fruitless activities. Mm-hmm. Two, they make more money, which makes everything in the family life a little bit better. Okay. And three, we're not afraid to talk about our own marital problems.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's part of life, man. Every, you know, there's only three types of contractors and marital situations out there. The contractors that had marital problems, the ones that are having marital problems, or the ones that are going to have marital problems. It's just going to happen. I mean, think about it. Here's a crazy topic. Because I did this, especially my first job. I abandoned my wife.
Mm-hmm.
I abandoned her for this business. This business was my new wife, you know, many years ago. And I spent, you know, 24/7, 365 in it and left her home to raise four kids. And I'm still unpacking some of that shit right now, you know, 26 years later. So you can't go give 100% of yourself in one aspect without leaving a whole rest of your life behind. And we try to make sense of all that here because we understand it ain't about just the business, just the money, just the this, just the that. It's about trying to have it all. Mm-hmm. A little bit of it all. And, you know, we're learning that. The three of us are actively learning that openly in front of everyone.
Well, I can relate. I definitely was in that category in the first marriage. And the thing is, you know, we work our asses off in the name of doing it for the people we love the most. You know what I mean? Like we're trying, like that's the irony of the whole thing is we end up stealing from them, screwing them over, abandoning them, whatever word you want to use, all in the name of taking care of them, because we don't know that there's a different way. And I've come to the point now where I'm like, yeah, you can have it both. You can have a great home life. You can have a great relationship with your kids and be involved and be at everything you need to be at. And you can make a shit ton of money. I just think it really just comes down to a choice and ignoring what the going word and on the street is with contractors, right? Like, oh, it's shit like this, you guys. Like, oh, you can only make a 10% profit, or you can only charge this much, or you have to run out and see every customer and tap dance in their house or their yard or whatever it is. And it's like, no, Steve, I know in Nashville next week, you're talking about your first talk is all about reverse engineering the life that you want. And that's what we're talking about here is like, yeah, you have these different phases of your life. You're learning, you're earning, and then you're giving. It's not like in the learning years, you can't earn as well. You know what I'm saying? Like, because I think we're always learning. You know, I don't know. I feel I'm in the height of my money making years right now, my earning years. I think we all are, at least Derek and I for sure.
Yeah, definitely. You know,
I'm just looking at it going, oh, shit, pinch me. Because the life that I have is really a choice
but I didn't know I could make that choice until I had a better community to be around, if that makes sense. I had no awareness.
It's all the community, because we are going to act as if, act like whoever we're around, period.
Mm-hmm.
Period. Like when you think of, if you just get within this community and you just hang out, it just rubs off on you. For me, I live in Nashville, I live in Tennessee, and I meet so many people from other states, and they say, you don't sound like you're from the South. And it's like, well, that makes sense, because the majority of people that I hang out with are not from the South.
Mm-hmm.
So just my vernacular changes, the inflection of my voice changes. And I mean, I can, if I get around a bunch of country folk though, shit, bull.
You know? Dude, I thought they were just saying that because you have a full set of teeth. So
could be that. Could be that as well. That's a little farther east of Tennessee. But it's that it's so important. You just get around those people that you want to become. And if you can hang around them long enough, you will become that person if you choose to. And you make that choice by joining the group, the community, the society, if you will. And then you can't help. It's just like those word tracks. I remember, you know, a guy was in our group, Chris Ostrander, years ago. And he, when we were talking about the $500 consultation, he had practiced and role played that so much with other people in the group. When it came time to talk about that, he's like, shit, it literally just came out of my mouth. I just said $500 consultation fee. And the guy said, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't even help myself. He's like, I literally stopped and went, holy shit, what just happened?
Yeah. Yep.
And that's what we have here. We have this community of all doing the same thing. And somehow, and we were talking about it before in Colorado, so many other contractors are making the exact same amount of money now. They've been in this group for several years, have about the same amount of money in the bank, having all the same financial successes. And that number is within a few thousand dollars of each. And they say that, you know, you will become your what, how do they say that? Your income will be within a few thousand dollars of the people that you hang out with the most. Rarely do you see someone making $1 million and someone only making 15,000.
Right. Yeah. I think that I remember hearing that many years ago. It's like 5 to 7% swing one way or the other is usually the people you hang with, 10% call it. You know, so
look at us. Look at us. I mean, Steve's got more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but we're not far behind.